I'm joined by Jack Schenker again on the line from Cairo in Tahrir Square. What's the scene, Jack?
Well, the international media seems to be saying that momentum is draining from these protests in Tahrir, but down on the ground, if anything, it feels like the absolute opposite is true. We saw this very emotional interview last night with activist Wael Ghanim, who was the administrator for the We Are Khalid All Khalid Sayed Facebook group, and that seems to have really galvanized people to come down today. Well, kind of an interesting figure because he works for Google, a big multinational company. He's a rich man. He lives in the Emirates. He's generally very much part of the establishment in an economic sense. And yet he spoke with such kind of simple clarity and conviction and no real anger either. He said that he wasn't mistreated by those who were holding him in captivity, by the state security officials who kept him in detention. He was just offended that they could consider him a traitor when all he was doing was trying to make his country a better place. And what we've heard from protesters today and also on the internet, people saying, you know, my aunt or my mother has never approved of these protests and hasn't once come down to Tahrir. But when she saw that interview, she was so moved that, you know, she's come down today. And many people, and I have a protester, Ahmed Mustafa, with me, who in a minute I think will tell you himself that there are many new faces here for the first time. And so the idea, no matter what's happening at the higher political levels and the politicking that's going on between Vice President Omar Suleiman and various formal opposition groups and the American government in Tahrir, the momentum is certainly not fading. And it's really a fascinating scene. As you walk in, there's a whole a parade of people welcoming you into the square. They're singing, welcome, welcome, welcome youth of Egypt, welcome to the land of freedom and the space of freedom inside Cairo and inside Egypt. And as we've been saying for days, you know, it's a festive atmosphere, and that's only become more and more prominent. People serving food, people singing, people dancing, loads of tents everywhere. I mean, I hate to use references like Glastonbury, but I don't feel that, you know, what's going on here needs to be constantly framed with kind of sort of Western references. But, you know, it does have a rock festival feel to it. It does have a kind of, you know, fun, you know, jolly and kind of very kind of solidarity orientated day out feel to it, and of course with a very serious political message behind it. And just in case you forget how serious that is, you know, there are, and these have really appeared in the last few days, posters everywhere of the Shaheed, the martyrs, the people who have died in this uprising, estimated at around 300 by human rights groups. And one just opposite me, there's a Tifel Shaheed, which is the child martyr, and there's a photo of a very young boy. I'm not exactly sure how old he is, but he looks to be extremely young, and one of those who lost his life in the last few days.
Well, put me on to Ahmed then.
Brilliant, I'll pass you over now.
Hello?
Ahmed?
Yes,
yeah, hi. I just wonder whether you could explain to The Guardian, you know, why you're there, and whether you think that the protests are going to peter out.
Well, I've been taking part in this since Tuesday, since the 25th, but I haven't been here every single day. I'm one of the more unable to make it here every day, but I come whenever I can, and I'm here today because, I've agreed with some of my friends that we're going to meet up today and to support the people in Tahrir, because we know that as long as there's people here in Tahrir, there's going to be pressure on the system. There's going to be pressure on the regime, and there's going to be pressure on the president to do what we want. It's unanimous. Everybody here wants him out. We don't want half solutions. We want a solution that's going to give us what we want, which is a democracy, which is a system that we know can work, and we don't actually believe what he's been saying, because it's same old, same old. He hasn't said something that radical, that new, because we've heard it all before. That's how we feel over here.
Explain what you felt when you saw pictures of Wael Ghanim being released last night.
Yesterday, actually, I was watching the interview that he gave to one of the TV shows, and I got tears in my eyes, actually, at some point. I felt that I could relate to him. I work in a good position here in Egypt. I make considerably a good amount of money, but I'm one of those people who are here to ask for freedom. We're asking for a change in the system that we've seen throughout our lives not work. He's the same age as me. He's pretty much the same background as me, and we know that we're here for a reason. I felt so connected to him. I felt so much that he portrayed me. He portrayed the situation I'm in and most of the people that I know. And actually, some of my friends who have not taken part in the demonstration since it started are going to come today because what they saw yesterday. It's changed something in them. I mean, sometimes they need some sort of spark to get you to go, and they're actually coming today. And I think that's good. I'm here today, and I'm seeing people that I haven't seen here before, children and families that are here. It's just like a carnival, you know. It's not really the tense situation that I've seen on Sunday when I was here, or on Friday before, but it's getting more. People are here starting to become more used to it, more comfortable being here, more comfortable asking for what we want and demanding it.
I don't know if you know that Omar Suleiman has been on the state TV again today, offering new concessions, saying that they were committed to a roadmap to a peaceful transition to a new form of government, and promising constitutional changes, including a fixed terms to the presidency. Are moves like that going to persuade people to, you know, perhaps stay at home?
Leave.
Yeah.
Well, I participate to the people who say that this is only gonna, you know, galvanize the people more. I mean, the longer we stay here, the more we're gonna get out of this. Because if the people in Tahrir had left a couple of days ago, the big heads in the National Democratic Party would have not been forced to resign. And if they had left yesterday, we wouldn't have heard this from Suleiman today. So I think the longer they stay here, the more pressure they're gonna apply, and the more we can get as an outcome out of it. That's what I believe, please.
Okay, Ahmed. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Absolutely.